Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Yuma 55. A Mishnah talks about how there were 13 collection boxes in the temple. Upon them it was written, New Shkolim, Old Shkolim, bird pairs, young olah birds, wood, levona, good gold for service vessels, and upon six it was written for donation offerings. Basically the idea being that there are many different abilities to contribute to. Many different boxes to contribute to, many different collection areas in the temple. Which is interesting how in our life there are so many amazing organizations, so many wonderful places out there that do such good work. And I mentioned this before, but it always bears repeating. Don't always, and this is more talking to myself, don't always give your tzedakah only to one place. There's so many worthy institutions, there's so many worthy organizations, there's so many worthy places to give it to. Try to spread your money out when you do. And again, we're supposed to give a tenth of our possessions. Really, if you want to do 10%, or you could do really up to 20%, but really try to expand, not just give to your shul and your local hatsoa and your local food bank, which I try to do a lot, but also in general food banks like Masbia or Israel Hatzala or Magen David Adom, United Hatzala, or all these amazing organizations, Yad Lea, Yad Eliezer, or Chai Lifeline. There's thousands of places to give to. I can't even mention them all in a year. But just like the temple had so many different collection boxes, so many places that you give your money to, so too in general, we should try to spread out our money, spread out our tzedakah every time we get a check, every time we get money, and try to give it to different places, different worthy places, different worthy causes, and different worthy things. This has been the Audio DDD with Reb T. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 56 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.